Estonia.
I was on the playground with my best friends, Emily and Caitlin, but soon, just a split second before the bell rang, I saw out of the corner of my eye a crystal light, so I snuck over there with my friends, and it turns out it was a portal. As I was holding tightly on Emily and Caitlin, we fell through, and it was a crystal dimension called Crystonia. What on earth, I exclaimed. Why am I a phoenix? Emily and Caitlin were phoenixes as well. We went to the palace and we found a welcome home party celebrated by Queen Crystalis and her sister, Bronte. Welcome home, my daughters, said the Queen happily. Wait, what? Daughters? I questioned. I'll explain after your phoenix and Penna, a magic wolf with wings, school, said the Queen. So I went to school and I made a few new friends. These are my friends' names. Evie. She's really funny, but she always thinks she's the centre of attention, aka a sassy kid. She's a Penna pug. Dylan. He's a Penna pug as well, with the power of ice. He's also a bit cuckoo crazy. Logan. He always tries to impress me with his flying skills, and I have to admit, it kind of works. He's a phoenix. Jessica. She's one of my best friends. Actually, she's my only best friend in this dimension. She's a pentacon with the fire powers. Debbie. She's super duper cute with her little cute eyes. Her powers are to control storms and lightning. She's a phoenix. Roberto. He's a penna with lightning powers and he helps me control my fire powers so I don't set the building on fire. Come on, we need to get to class, said Caitlin impatiently. Okay, I said. So we went to class and my teacher was called Miss Goldenflame. She was really nice and after every lesson she gave us a sweet for doing so well, even if we do rush. When we got home, I went to Willow Woods with me, my sisters, and my dad, Charlie. But when we got there, there was a Pyrian, opposite to Phoenixes and Pennas, attack. Fire! I shouted. We burnt them to a crisp, and after, we got to have ice cream.